unstoppable. While the repulsors warmed up, Axe took the dead Hex and stored it in the secure hold that had been set aside for the Navicomp. This cargo was no less precious. The good thing about a droid was that, although dead was indisputably dead, memory took time to fade. With the right expertise, the location of the mystery world could be extracted from the data stored in the carcass, and her success would be assured. A warm glow filled her, part relief, part pride, part exhaustion. She was looking forward to sitting down. But there was something she had to do first. The shuttle was lifting off when she returned to the cockpit. She gazed through the viewports of the spaceport and its minuscule cluster of ships.
Which ship did the Republic envoy arrive in?
That one, said the pilot, indicating a stubby, fat-nosed craft resting on four wide-spaced legs.
Destroy it, she said.
Yes, sir.
The shuttle's cannon fired, strafing the back of the defenseless ship. It burst into a ball of flame so bright it outshone the sun. Axe smiled in satisfaction as the palace's scarred roof receded into the distance. With any luck, she thought, that was the last she'd ever see of Hutta. Chapter 20. Shigar had seen the spaceport on plans of the palace, but hadn't been there before. He moved quickly and carefully through the corridors of the palace, counting corners and noting landmarks while avoiding guards and security cordons. Getting lost or pinned down was the last thing he needed. Stryver would have farther to go, but he knew the layout better. If there was going to be another confrontation, Shigar wanted to have the advantage. Also on his mind was Lorin's well-being. Again, he debated the wisdom of bringing her to Hutta. She had been a great help and good company, too. But now she was hurt, possibly maimed, and that made her future prospects even grimmer. He swore to make sure her hand was properly tended. But was that enough? Had the kindness he had assumed he was doing for her turned into an intolerable cruelty? He was afraid of what his master would think when she saw where his judgment had led him. All the more important, then, to succeed with Stryver. The entire palace was in an uproar, which was to be expected after explosions in the lower levels, a fight in the security airlock, rogue droids running wild through the corridors, and the multi-level collapse Stryver had engendered. Conflicting alarms overlapped wildly, creating a head-jangling row that Shigar did his best to ignore. He could only imagine how Tassah Barish was taking it. The spaceport guards were on high alert. Shigar plucked a sentry from his regular patrol and used the force to persuade him into revealing the command structure of the emplacement. There had been enough killing already that day. Besides, any evidence of a struggle would alert Stryver to an ambush. Enkasa Barish was a junior nephew of the palace's matriarch. He oversaw the security detail from an office two floors away and was notorious for only occasionally glancing at the cam views. It was a simple matter to convince Enkasa that a completely unrelated crew member wanted to board their ship, but had misplaced their clearance code. Shigar imagined the indolent Hutt wearily slapping his fat fingers on the right controls and then settling back into his hammock. Not even a palace-wide security alert could ruffle him. The main entranceway to the spaceport slid open. Shigar walked through, watching behind him for any sign of the Mandalorian. None yet. The doors closed, leaving him alone in the circular disembarkation area. Shigar had asked the guard which berth the First Blood had been assigned to.